HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India has called the COP26 summit a success. It said it put across the concerns and ideas of the developing world quite succinctly and unequivocally in front of the world community. Leaders from nearly 200 countries accepted a new climate agreement after the COP26 summit in Glasgow concluded its plenary. This came after tense overtime, hammering out a deal that recognized India's intervention for the world to phase down rather than phase out fossil fuels. Four members of a family in Bihar's Gaya district were killed and their bodies hanged outside their house by Maoists. They suspected them of being police informers, police said. The Maoists also blew up the house using dynamite and set a motorcycle on fire, they added. Gaya Senior Superintendent of Police Aditya Kumar said the incident came to light when residents spotted the bodies hanging from a cowshed. The Indian Army is set to scale up its capabilities with more M777 ultralight howitzers. India ordered 145 howitzers from the US for $750 million in November 2016. An official said the Army will receive 56 more M777 guns by June 2022. As of now, 89 howitzers have been delivered, the official said. The Army has deployed M777s in Ladakh, where India and China have been locked in a border row for 18 months. It has also deployed them in Arunachal Pradesh. Austria is putting people unvaccinated against COVID-19 under lockdown. This comes as coronavirus cases have spiked to record levels. The move prohibits unvaccinated individuals older than age 12 from leaving their homes except for basic activities. The lockdown affects about 2 million people in the country of 8.9 million. It doesn't apply to children under the age of 12 because they cannot yet officially get vaccinated. The Finance Ministry, the Securities and Exchange Board of India and the Reserve Bank of India are working to bring digital gold, along with crypto assets, under some regulatory oversight. Concerns have mounted over the unchecked growth in such investments without investor protections that apply to regulated securities. It may amend the SEBI Act and Securities Contracts Regulation Act to categorize digital gold as a security.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.